I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Fall at Crestview Country Club. Still golfing, of course, and lots of tennis events this fall, like glow-in-the-dark triples. It's a one-time-per-year special event for the Halloween season that you don't want to miss. The indoor courts get blacked out. The tennis court and net will be illuminated with a black light. High-energy, fast-paced event. I'll have you getting a great workout in while having fun playing triples. A team of three or four taking on other teams and rotating after every point. There'll be votes for best costume, prizes available for first and second place. They'll have the music going on the court. Drinks will be available a la carte. So a great Halloween event if you're a tennis player. Just one of many great events going on at Crestview Country Club. Give them a call. Check them out. Check all the great different memberships there at the club.
Hey, that's one thing that we really haven't spent a bunch of time talking about with Crestview is tennis. And I know your wife is a tennis player. Is she doing this event? Will she be partaking in that?
Good question. What day is it? We may be out of town. We'll have to look at the date. We leave like right after Halloween. So if it's the following weekend, we may not be here. But she is playing tennis. She just like squeezes it in. Cause she, you know, works at the stores and does all that stuff, but she's out there all the dang time. She's made a lot of really good friends through tennis too, which has been kind of cool. Tommy, I asked this before the break. So we've seen the Bills make their move. We've seen the Jets make a significant move. We've seen the Steelers make a change. We'll call it. They didn't make a move, but they made a change that could make them a lot better. Who do you think now? And of course the Chiefs just make theirs. Who do you think has the most pressure it sure sounds like the Rams want to trade Cooper Kupp and all these things are out there. What team do you think needs to do something the most of the teams that really have a chance to win a Super Bowl? I don't think that the Rams are going to trade Cooper Kupp to the 49ers. Yeah, that would actually make some sense to me. Maybe the Bucks go and try to make a move like that. Baker Mayfield spent some time with the Rams, likely has some familiarity with Cooper Kupp. The Lions probably could use a guy like Cooper Kupp. Like, who's going to make the move and at what position do you think it is of the contenders if we see another blockbuster? Because the way it's going, I would guess that we probably will.
Yeah, I've got a handful of teams that I think are probably in a position where they feel like they need to add to get to where they want to be this season. And a couple of those teams are kind of surprising. Like they found themselves in a position where they're like, well, look at us. Like we're a contender now. We need to go and, you know, continue this on and make additions. And I think two of those teams that are the surprises, the Buccaneers, one of them, I know they made the playoffs a year ago, but they've played really well. I know that the score on Monday Night Football indicated that they got blown out by the Ravens, but at least offensively before Chris Godwin left the game, like they were pretty effective. And so I can see the Buccaneers going and trying to make an addition, especially at wide receiver. That would be something, whether it's Cooper Kupp or somebody else. I think that they'll be aggressive in that regard. And also, you know, just knowing in that division that it's theirs basically to lose, I think, you know, probably more so than any other team in the NFC South. I would also put the Chicago Bears in that discussion too. They're 4-2. They're a surprising 4-2 in probably the toughest division in the entire NFL. They got to sit at home last week and watch the battle between the Vikings and the Lions, where both teams looked awesome. And then they also got to watch the Packers beat the Texans, who are a really good team. And so they've got to keep pace. I would put the Bears in that category. And then my third team in the AFC would be the Bengals, because as you've said before, if they can just get to the playoffs, if they can make it to the postseason, then they can be dangerous, but they need help defensively. And so I think that they will be aggressive, and knowing that they're 3-4 and they've won a couple of games here. I think that they can be aggressive too.
Yeah, I think those are good ones. I would imagine the Bears are probably good, because I don't even know what the Bears would
probably. I mean, I think running back is probably a place of need for them.
Yeah, maybe. And those are attainable for sure. I'll tell you, I think the Lions had better scour the markets for a pass rusher. with Aiden Hutchinson going down, because the Lions are good enough to win a Super Bowl. But if they can't replicate some of the production from Hutchinson, it's going to be a real problem. I know our guy Brandon Zinner, big Vikings fan, looks to them. If the Giants are going to trade a player like Dexter Lawrence, the interior defensive line, he loves the idea of that move. I think that could be a high impact type of move. I'm curious to see what the Steelers do. And they don't have to do it right now. The Steelers are, like the Chiefs, never really interested in paying top dollar for wide receivers. They'd much rather continue to do a great job developing wide receivers. They always have done that well. But boy, if Russell Wilson is really the ticket for them, I mean, maybe Cooper Kupp makes a little sense. And I don't know all these teams' cap situations and what the Rams are willing to do. But as far as being willing to trade high draft capital for a high impact move, other than the Bears, probably, I think every one of these teams we've mentioned ought to be in the market for it, because I think the Chiefs are 6-0. They're going for three straight Super Bowls, but the Chiefs have a lot of injuries and a lot of things they're dealing with. Like, if you're another team, if you don't think now's the time, then when is the time, right? Like, when is the time? Because we'll get there. I mean, Baltimore feels like, let me ask you this, because I asked Paul this. If you were doing a power ranking right now, and you, like, we'd all put the Chiefs ahead of the Ravens, right? Like, we would, because they're 6-0 and they beat them head to head. But man, the Derrick Henry addition, now that he has found a groove, is really, really interesting for them. John Harbaugh is not going to make the same mistake he made in a playoff game a year ago and not run the ball against the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs stopped Derrick Henry in week one. But Derrick Henry, you know, like they I think, are still the team, even with the Chiefs doing what they've done, until the Chiefs get some guys back. I think you probably, if you're the opposition in the NFL, at least in the AFC, it's probably the Ravens you're trying to stack yourself up against right now.
I think that that's fair. I mean, from a talent perspective, it's all there for the most part for Baltimore. Their defense has been good also, and that's an underrated part.
They could add a defensive player. And that could be better.
I think that's an underrated part of their game. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, everybody can focus in on Derrick Henry for good reason. But kind of quietly, and it's surprising that it's been kind of quietly, Lamar Jackson has started to click also. And
he's the MVP right now.
Well, and I don't think that, not that he didn't play a poor game against the Chiefs, and he really hasn't played many poor games this season at all. He's been fairly consistent, but man, a week ago, not even a week ago, 2 days ago on Monday Night Football, he was outstanding. And those receivers are coming alive. Mark Andrews had a slow start to the season, probably still not playing up to what he feels like he should be playing, but it's things are really coming, rounding into form, I guess, for the Ravens. And I put them, you know, it's even with that division, I know you're real high on the Steelers, and they're fine. I don't mind the Steelers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ravens are head and shoulders better than Pittsburgh is.
I don't think they're as good defensively. I mean, they're certainly better offensively, and that's what I mean. The Steelers, if you're looking around, the Steelers making a move to bolster their offense does make sense to me. What the Ravens have started to do lately, and they did a good job pointing this out on Monday Night Football, they've become a really good run-stopping team, which is a bit of a problem when you think about a Chiefs matchup, because you know that's what the Chiefs want to do. Like, all of a sudden, the Ravens have become a really good team at stopping the run. And so if you're going to beat them, you know, and the Buccaneers were slaying Mike Evans and Chris Godwin basically played the whole game, but Mike Evans went down. Remember, before Mike Evans went down, the Buccaneers were right there. Like, they were right there on him. So if you're going to beat the Ravens through the air, think, you know, that's where, okay, that's why kind of maybe the Texans are a good, you know, a good shot to beat them in a postseason game if they could stop the run. Like, it's all there. It's just like, what can you do now? And it's been a really interesting thing in the NFL this year with the injuries being as bad as they've been. It feels like more teams are willing to make moves. And then there's the team we never talk about, we never think about, that's always there in the end, that made a move to get significantly better with what they need, and that's Buffalo. Buffalo, who has James Cook, who's been very effective, who now it looks like Ray Davis, their rookie, has given them another weapon to run the ball. Josh Allen's playing well enough. I think people are sleeping. I think we're sleeping on Buffalo. That's another team that if they went out and made like a move to improve their defense a little bit. Buffalo, like, why are we and this is, and you know this because I've told you 1,000 times on this show, people are sleeping on Buffalo. People are riding off Buffalo too soon. And it's because they lost Steph Diggs. That's it. Like, that's the reason.
That wasn't why I was low on them. I think it was a combination of turnover offensively and taking some time. I thought it would take a little bit of time to have all those pieces gel with Josh Allen, because you basically blew up the wide receiver room and started from scratch. You know, you don't have Gabe Davis, you don't have Steph Diggs. Like, you bring in some other guys. You've got Khalil Shakir, and you've got, you know, you draft Keon Coleman. And I thought it would take a little bit of time in that regard for that to come together. It's happened quicker, and now, of course, you add the reinforcement with Amari Cooper. But really, for me, it was defensively. A year ago, they were an old defensive unit. They were a banged up and often injured defensive unit, and they did make some strides to try to improve that. But I guess what I misinterpreted from the Bills was I thought that they were kind of with this mentality going into this season of, we're kind of in rebuild mode and it's going to take a minute for us to get there outside of Josh Allen. I don't think that they, maybe that's the way that they started the season or intended it to be, but yeah, that really hasn't been the reality. And I think that they still now feel that they've got an opportunity to continue to contend just with new faces, especially in that division.
The luxury, maybe the greatest luxury of having a great quarterback in the NFL, is you never have to rebuild. You're just always going to be in the mix. You know, think about that. That was so true with Drew Brees. That was so true with Aaron Rodgers over the years. You know, before the very end, that was true with Philip Rivers. Like, some of these great Ben Roethlisberger, some of these great quarterbacks over the years, like, their teams were always in the mix, even if their rosters weren't very good. But I will say this about Buffalo, who, by the way, has the best point differential in the AFC, better than Baltimore. They have beat up on really bad teams, Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville. The Jets aren't bad, I don't think, and that was a close game. But then Tennessee. And they have lost the two games, even though they were on the road back-to-back weeks, Baltimore and Houston. They barely lost to Houston. Baltimore thumped them. So they still got a lot to prove to me. They get a good one this week. I love Buffalo at Seattle. That's one of my favorite games of the week. They'll get Miami with Tua again. They go to the Colts, and then they play the Chiefs before their bye. Their schedule is not easy. It's actually very difficult down the stretch. And so we'll find out about Buffalo. But I think, like, low-key, and it's weird that it's low-key because it was a headline deal, like, Amari Cooper was perfect for them. He's exactly what they needed to put themselves. Their defense has been really good. What they've needed is a playmaker, and they went and they got one. Man, they put their chips in on it. So I think that we don't want to sleep on them either, because they're 5-2 with the best point differential in the AFC. That matters. Even though their schedule's been, you know, fortuitous for that, it still matters. It is... it feels open to me in the NFL. It feels like there are a lot of teams as we sit here on October 23rd that could win a Super Bowl. Yes, I would still bet the Chiefs to do it. Yes, they're the odds-on favorite. I'm not going to back away from a defense like that with Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. No chance. But boy, it feels a lot closer than we thought it would before this season started. And the injury thing has happened this year in the NFL. Been a lot of fun.
I actually kind of disagree with that. I think that through a few weeks, through 6 or 7 weeks, I think the Chiefs have established themselves. Obviously, they're 6-0, but established themselves as in a position where they are far and away most likely to win another Super Bowl because they have basically changed their identity midseason and they continue to win. They continue to win.
Yeah.
They've been banged up and they're not at full capacity and full strength, they find ways to win. That, to me, makes them the most dangerous team. And I think while there might be, and there for sure, other talented teams in the league, man, I'm not jumping off the Chiefs at all.
Oh, no, I'm not either. I no chance. What I'm saying is they're not as, to just for me, like when we started the season and we thought Rice and Brown and Pacheco and all these guys were going to be there, I thought they were like a heavy, 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 heavy favorite. I think they're less so, but they're still a favorite. Again, I'm not betting against Mahomes. The same thing we talked about last year. Like Mahomes, Kelce, with that defense in the postseason, good luck. Especially now that it's very likely it's going through Arrowhead. No, I'm not picking against them, but I am going to acknowledge that there are a lot more teams in the mix than I thought there would be 2 months ago. And that's good. I like that. I think that's good for the league. I think it'd make it a lot of fun. There's a lot of good teams this year. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. Bron, Bronny, they make their history last night. I probably thought it was a better moment maybe than I thought it was before I saw it. And I've been on board with it all the way. I'm curious to get Tommy's take, who's been apathetic toward it. We'll see if he liked it at all. We'll be back. More Sports Daily. Albrecht and Caster, don't go away.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.